Proclamation number 6636, dated the September 5th, 1956. Guardian spirit. Spiritual guides. A loyal spiritual guide accompanies you throughout your earthly life wherever you might go. You are never without spiritual protection, and if this guide, as well as the beings of light surrounding you, were permitted to work unrestrictedly, your full maturing on this earth would be guaranteed, since their love for you leads them to do whatever will help you to ascend. But they are not allowed to affect you unreservedly because your will itself is imposing restrictions on them. They, too, are only able to influence you according to this will, and you humans often prevent the activity of the beings which guide you due to your opposing will. Nevertheless, your guides will not abandon you and will keep trying to exert their influence until you die. Hence you are constantly surrounded by guardian spirits, and you can always turn to them for help, yet they are only permitted to help if you have established the bond with me first, for it is the law that the beings of light only ever implement my will, that they only ever act in accordance with my will. Thus a God-loving person can live a truly carefree earthly life, because he will always be granted much loving support if he, after heartfelt prayer to me, hands himself over to my helpers and also asks for their protection and support. These guardian spirits and guides are permeated by light and strength. Consequently, it is easily possible for them to shape your earthly existence such that it will be bearable for you. They are able to resolve adversities which confront you on an earthly level or which arise through the influence of evil forces. These spiritual guardians are instructed by me to take care of you as soon as you have established your bond with me through your will, through your attitude, through labors of love and through prayer. Thus a person devoted to me can always rest assured that he is protected by me directly, and my heavenly servants merely implement my will. And my will always has your well-being at heart, since you have already given yourselves to me and desire my protection. And thus you know that you are never alone, regardless of how lonely or abandoned by the world you believe yourselves to be. You are surrounded by a host of helpful spiritual beings which, instructed by your spiritual guardian, take care of you and protect you from physical and spiritual harm. But it would be wrong if you only made contact with these beings due to a certain sense of superstition, if you saw in them anything else but my servants who are only allowed to help you once you have established the connection with me. For as soon as you call upon spiritual beings for help without faith in me and without love for me, you will call upon adverse forces and place yourselves under their control. For these adverse forces, too, are in your vicinity and only waiting for the opportunity to take possession of you, and this opportunity always presents itself when I'm excluded from your thoughts, when you live and act without me on this earth. In that case, even your spiritual guide will be unable to take precedence, since your will does not allow for it. And then the adverse forces will be especially busy, which you are just as able to feel around you as the good beings which work on my behalf. But you will invariably fall prey to these evil forces since they are very powerful and they will use this power because your will is giving them the right to do so. However, you need never fear these evil forces if your will only ever applies to me and you commend yourselves to my protection. In that case, I have numerous helpers at my side wanting to be of service to you. And then the path of your earthly life will always be under the protection of your spiritual guide, whom I placed by your side myself from the time of your birth until your death. Amen.